Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In this little series of talks, I've been looking at some of the reasons why I am a Christian. There are many religions in the world, and people follow them for different reasons. But of all those religions, I have chosen to follow Christianity. I have chosen to commit my life to Jesus Christ. My hopes rest in Him. In the first talk in this little series, I read a portion from the prophecy of Isaiah and gave you a list of seven of the reasons why I follow Christianity, why I have committed myself to Jesus Christ. In this little talk, I want to look at the fourth of those reasons. I follow Jesus because Jesus has power over death. This is an amazing truth, and there are some marvelous scriptures that bring this truth before us. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8 and verse 8, it says this: "No one has power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit, and no one has power in the day of death. There is no release from that war, and wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it." When it comes to the day of our death, we face a battle we are bound to lose. It's a battle we can't avoid. There's no release in that war, it says. And nothing we can do can get us out of that battle or take us through that battle. We do not have power to retain our spirit. But the amazing thing about Jesus Christ is that when He was on the cross, when He bore our sins on the cross, and when the work was completed, He said, "It's finished." And He bowed His head and dismissed His spirit. He had power over His own spirit. He had said earlier to His disciples, we read it in John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, "My Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father." Jesus Christ has power over death. It says in John chapter 1 and verse 4, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." As I said, there are many wonderful verses that bring out this truth. And in John chapter 5, we read this in verse 21. "For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom He will." Verse 26 says, "For as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son to have life in Himself." And a marvelous statement in verse 24 of that chapter: "Most assuredly I say to you," and this is Jesus Christ Himself speaking, "most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in Him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life." Jesus Christ has power over death. In Him is life. He says of those who will follow Him, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. That's verses 27 and 28 of John chapter 10. I follow Jesus. I have committed myself to Jesus because he has power over death. In him is life. In him is eternal life. And if you come to him, confessing your sins, repenting of your sins, asking for forgiveness, and committing yourself to make Jesus the Lord of your life, he gives you eternal life. Why wouldn't you then be a Christian? Amen.